We've got with us Dr. Lee Kaplan, professor from Harvard, to talk about the national epidemic of, a new word to me, diabesity, because you take the diabetes diagnosis that's been going on and I guess finding that many of those people are obese. I guess let's straight talk about that. Is there a correlation? Is that why so many people are being diagnosed with type 2 diabetes, because of the obesity?
Indeed, that's the case. And diabetes is one of many dozen different diseases that are actually caused by obesity. It's one of the most severe and prominent ones, which is why many of my colleagues have coined the term diabesity. It's a twin epidemic, both of which have a devastating effect on the lives of our country.
Most of the time when someone's diagnosed with the type 2 diabetes, then there's medication that they go on. What else is being done? Are they trying to focus on the obesity part of it, or is it just take the pill and live with it?
Well, obviously, the goal for everybody is to live with it. We don't want people dying from it. We want them to live as long as possible. There's lots of research being done, and the goal is to treat both the obesity and the diabetes. But as you point out, not everybody benefits equally from the medications that are available. There's a whole variety of new approaches that are being looked at and developed and tested. One of them that I'm excited about is something called the endobarrier, which is a device that's placed in the intestine and allows the intestine to help regulate diabetes better. This device is being tested in various places around the country, including in Cleveland at the Cleveland Clinic. It's placed by an endoscopist who works with a diabetes expert. And in the trial, we're trying to determine just how effective the device may be.
Can you explain how the device works?
Well, you know, I have to tell you that we don't completely understand how it works.
Okay.
It turns out that that the intestinal tract, as I mentioned, has very powerful effects on the pancreas, on insulin, on diabetes per se. And this device, which coats part of the small intestine, seems to change hormones in the body and make insulin work better and make the diabetes get better. This is at least based on studies that have been done around the world. The most important thing now, though, for the device to be used in the United States, we need to see how well it works in our population, and that's the reason for the trial. So to bring this device to clinical use, this trial, the endobarrier trial, is determining just how effective it is and in which patients it might be most effective.
Are they still looking for people to take part in this trial?
Yes, they are. There are more than 20 sites around the country where the trial is being done. One of those sites, as I mentioned, is at the Cleveland Clinic in Cleveland, which is the site probably closest to your audience. And the easiest way to find out more about it, if one of the listeners happens to have diabetes or has a friend or family member with diabetes, is to go to the website endobarriertrial.com. That site has all the information about places around the country where the trial is being done, including locally in Ohio.
Is this a trial done for people that are just suffering from type 2 diabetes, or are these people that are also obese? Is that part of the trial, or is that a completely different issue?
Yeah, in order to participate in the trial, you need to have type 2 diabetes and you need to have obesity. As it turns out, more than 90% of people with type 2 diabetes do have obesity, so that's generally not a limiting factor. But this trial is designed really to be the key study to determine for people with obesity and type 2 diabetes just how much of an improvement can this device cause above and beyond the medications they're already taking.
We're talking to Harvard professor Dr. Lee Kaplan about this sort of device that they're testing. When you think of a device for this, have you seen it? Do you know what it looks like and how is it implanted? I don't want to get too technical, but is it in mechanical in any way, or what's the story behind it?
Well, what it does is it's a tube. It's a plastic tube. It looks a little bit like thin, very flexible plastic. It's actually rolled up inside a capsule that a gastroenterologist puts into the small bowel and then unfurls it, and it sits there in the small bowel, sort of lining the bowel, putting a coating on the surface of the bowel. What that does is it prevents the the food from touching the bowel for just a short distance. But whatever that short distance is, it seems to have an effect to change hormones that are made by the bowel, and those hormones, of course, help regulate diabetes.
So there's not any kind of substance being absorbed into the body through this device. It's just placed there, and because it's there, these other things are occurring in the body then.
Right. It's made out of a plastic that's like Teflon. It doesn't secrete, you know, there's nothing that's being put into the body as a result. The device just sits there, and in fact, it doesn't require any kind of surgery or anything like that. And at the end of the trial period, the device is taken out by use of a second endoscopy. So it can be put in with an endoscope. It comes out with an endoscope, and indeed, we're excited about it because that gives us the most flexibility in its potential use.
It makes you wonder, what was the first inclination to think, let's put something in the bowel? And who knows what, or, you know, how did it come to be that there was even a thought something like this could occur?
Well, it's a great question. And I think that the original ideas for this came from the fact that bariatric surgery and operations like gastric bypass work so well. What those operations taught us was that the bowel plays a big role in controlling diseases like not only obesity, but diseases like diabetes. Once we learned the bowel had control, then we started to look for different ways of doing that with less invasion.
So, in fact, in those other cases where you remove a portion of it, this is just blocking it, doing sort of the similar thing, I guess, that occurred during those other surgeries as a result of them. Interesting.
Well, we'd like to believe that. Obviously, we don't know the details of the mechanism, and that's being studied in laboratories like mine and elsewhere around the country. But we've been impressed with just how dramatic the effects of manipulating the intestinal tract can be, including with this device. And what we now need to do is see just how well it works clinically.
Right. It's interesting. There's all parts of our body we're still learning more about. They talk about the brain, but I guess now the bowel is an area we can need to investigate even further.
Indeed. Who would have thought it? Who would have thought it?
Exactly. Cover both ends, I guess. When you're in medicine, it goes around that way too. But I guess still part of the thing with diabetes has to do with obesity, and you can kind of up front think, we have to work on trying to get people to lose weight, too, and do those sort of things. But this is just another option, I guess, that's out there, as in the medical field, always trying to find different ways and different things. If people aren't able to, you know, fulfill a weight loss, this might be an option for them, too.
And we have to remember that as good as our current therapies are, both for diabetes and for obesity, when diseases are as common as these two diseases are, there are still a large number of people that, despite all of their efforts and all of our efforts, don't get control. And so we need to look for new things that will, particularly in those people who are at greater risk for complications, we really need to come up with new therapies.
And as you mentioned, with these trials going on, there's obviously a time when the trials go on, they determine, and there could be a point before this is something that could be commonplace or as an option for the general public. So it's still well beyond that point, right?
Indeed, and this trial is going to go on for about another year and a half. At the end of that, we'll have a pretty good idea of just how effective this device is. If it is effective, if the trial proves positive, which we're certainly hoping that it will, then that would be the opportunity for approval of a new way of treating diabetes.
If people want to find out more about this trial or about this technology that's going on, what's the best way for them to do that?
Well, to find out about the trial itself and the device itself, you can go to endobarriertrial.com. That's a website that describes the device and the trial. And for more information about diabetes generally, you can go to the American Diabetes Association website, which is diabetes.org.
Sounds
either
great.
One of those will provide, I think, useful information to the listeners.
Harvard professor Dr. Lee Kaplan, thanks for sharing the information and getting some new technology out there. Really appreciate it. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you for the opportunity to talk with you.